Thank you for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central, or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Kevin Tata.
And we are back for Manufacturing Uncut, the full recap episode, July. Just so you know, this is episode 99. Yeah. It's like the eve of the 100th episode, this episode.
Yeah, it's like Christmas Eve. I'm just so excited for the next one, you know? But exactly. Still excited for Christmas Eve, you know? Christmas Eve is great, but Christmas Day is just a whole nother situation.
And that will definitely be a whole nother situation, that 100th episode. Yeah.
Jam-packed.
Sure. Yeah, it is. It's pretty packed. We have a good group in that. But before we get to that, we're going to recap the month of July and what happened in the world of MassMEP. Before we get to that, though, Kevin, let's see if you've got some, what are they, like, rib ticklers?
rib ticklers.
Like, jokes, funny bone, you know, I don't know. They have some weird names for jokes these days. So let's hear tickler, what you got.
Rib ticklers is a good one. I like that. Really? I might have to use that on my day-to-day. Go ahead.
You could almost turn that into a joke. I'm pretty sure you will find a way to turn rib tickler into a joke.
You got a lot of faith in me. You got a lot of faith. Just so that our listeners know, prior to these episodes, Haley and I probably spend about 15 to 20 minutes just looking through jokes and cracking each other up.
So what he's saying is the one he really wants to do that we both laughed at and that he got lots of laughs for. We've laughed at it so many times now, he doesn't want to do it. So, but that is in his arsenal now, rib ticklers he will be using in the future. So when you see Kevin, you've got to say, what is this so funny rib tickler that you have that I need to
do? I'll have it. Yeah, it'll be up in my brain for the rest of the week.
I will be using it all weekend. So if you see me over the weekend, I will be using it. I'll go to my daughter that's a sophomore in high school first, and she will roll her eyes at me and be like, it's not even funny. And then I bet you she takes it into school and uses it in Spanish class.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. All right, Kevin, I'm ready. I haven't heard this, by the way, either. This is my first time with this joke. So here we go.
It's a quick one, but okay. it's still pretty good. I got a job at a paperless office. Everything was great until I needed to use the bathroom. That was it. a little two-liner to get you started.
I think the worst is like, I just almost put myself in that position to think about, oh, you know.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, man. Great. Well, it almost puts me into like the realm of like smart manufacturing. And so I thought you were going somewhere with that, like, you know, automation and additive and, you know, so that's where I thought you were going. But yeah, that's
just the bathroom. Yeah.
No good reality to that one. No. You know, and then you think about it, you're like, same thing, like if you had to blow your nose.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh,
it was okay. The other one that is shared behind behind closed doors was a bit better, but
Yeah.
we'll keep the people guessing on that one.
Yeah, and we'll save it so that when you do your appearances, that you can share it then.
Yeah, so if you see me anywhere, ask
Yeah.
me about a joke.
Yeah. It could almost become part of your new gig, when you're out there and about in the world of manufacturing at these events.
While
You
I'm
never
signing
know. You might get,
autographs.
yeah, when you're signing the toasters and then you're, yeah. Next thing you know, you'll have a book of rib ticklers out. That'll be great. Can't great. Can't wait.
A
Can't
book of
wait.
rib ticklers.
Yeah. I mean, we did do, so I know we have some events we want to talk about. I think one of the things that we don't usually touch on when we do our recap is our previous episode. We did do an episode because I think I did think a lot about automation and smart manufacturing and additive. We did do an episode. It's episode 98, The Wild West of AI, and we had Ellen Ellsworth, who's the director of Innovative Growth Services. We had Ron Giard and I'm going to say Wild Bill Goldstucker, who are both business development advisors on the podcast with us. And in the pod, we talked a lot about AI. And I am still kind of reeling from that episode because I have prided myself for a long time on being a stickler of not using AI.
Oh, yes, that's
And
right.
yeah, and then Bill just humbled me to the core by basically telling me I use it constantly all day long and I didn't even realize it.
Every day.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was pretty it was really great the way they broke it down. Was there anything that sticks out to you that you were kind of like, huh, caught you off guard? With what they spoke to.
Is there anything that caught me off guard? I think I had the same aha moment as you did when he was talking about the everyday aspects of AI. I mean, going on your GPS and looking at traffic and whatnot. I mean, that's constructed somewhat by AI. Yeah, it's just all of what we don't know about it. You know, there it's so vast and it just increasingly adapting every single day, and it's just scary to think about.
Yeah, I think the one thing that maybe when you have that realization, you sit there and think to yourself, okay, so maybe it isn't as frightening as we think it can be. Obviously, when Terminator first came out in the, I think it was maybe the 80s, not that you would know because weren't around back then. However, and anybody that's a Terminator fan is really going to get super perturbed by me right now. So while we're doing this, I'm going to look it up and see when the first Terminator was released. But I think back then it was a little bit, they did make it a little bit scarier. But then again, that's a narrative of a movie and that's what it's meant to do, right? It's meant to entertain and it's meant to make people think, get their brains going. And I think that's why we talk about things the way that we do for the same reasons, but bringing it to the realization of what's happening, how we're using it, where we're going with it, so that it makes it more, I think we can digest it better and we can understand it a little bit better. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even hearing Bill just both of Bill and Ron and even Ellen just talking about how AI can take over those monotonous tasks, you know, those tasks that nobody wants to do, and it's about upskilling your workforce, not having them do any of that laborious tasks, potentially having like a machine, some sort of automation. And I mean, it still works with like AI to grab the product and place it somewhere else. And then you're upskilling your workforce to do something more important than that job, you know?
That's right. All right, Terminator was released October 26, 1984.
1984.
Yeah,
Wow.
the first one. The first one. That's when Arnold was a bad guy. He's a bad guy in that one. Yeah. And then he turned, flipped the switch. I was just thinking, maybe we need to start using AI to do our jokes. Right? the monotony of us trying to find funny jokes for the first 15 minutes that we start to do this podcast may now be able to be done in the world of AI. So maybe we should add that.
Yeah, we should have done that specifically for the AI episode, huh?
Yeah, that would
I
have been
just
great.
typed into Chat GPT and had them create a manufacturing joke for me. And they said, "Why did the factory worker stay calm during the power outage?" Because she knew how to make light of the situation.
Not bad. Not bad. All
Not
right.
bad, not good, somewhere in the middle.
Listen, you're not selling out stadiums with a joke like that. I'm just telling you. However, it will work on our podcast with our five listeners. So I'll take it.
Yeah, it'll work. So keep on doing your homework. AI isn't there to become a stand-up for you, so gonna have to do that yourself.
So it episode has been released. It is out, and it is the Wild West of AI. So go on to, obviously, if you're listening to this one, maybe you've already listened to episode 98. And you can always kind of reach out to us through the contact us and let us know. I think that's the other thing too. We don't usually, we do kind of have an idea as to what we're going to do when it comes to topics, but we do encourage the manufacturers, if there are any topics of things that you would like to hear more about or understand more of, or maybe hear more from our team that we work with, let us know, and you can reach out to us, the contact us, and we'll look into the content for it.
Yeah, I mean, we have a ton of subject matter experts, whatever it is, whatever subject that you want to dive into for manufacturing innovation, for smart manufacturing, for additive automation. We have those people, we have those third parties that we can get on to the podcast to speak to and answer any questions that you like.
Yeah, we have. So in our next episodes coming up, we've got a lot of good information. Obviously, we have our 100th episode that will be released in the month of August. And then we will only have one episode that month, because it is the 100th episode, and it'll take a little bit more work. And so we're gonna keep it for its own and live in its own space. And then we jump right into the fall season, which gets to be a little crazy for us again. We've
Right.
got TIA funding coming our way. We have resources podcasts. We're looking at recapping. We have a new event that's coming out in October that we're partnering with AIM on, and it is our strategic resource showcase. And then our two headliners, which are Kathy Mahoney and Brooke Thompson, who is the president of AIM. Kathy Mahoney is our president at MassMEP. They're headlining that event, and then we're going to recap the event with them. So that'll be a first, because we've never done a recap with, I don't think we've done a recap yet with guests. So that should be interesting. And then we get into, we're going to talk a little bit about workforce. And then before you know it, it's the holiday season, and we'll be doing our holiday episode. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll ask Kathy if we can expense a trip to like Rockefeller or something for the holiday episode.
That'd be fantastic.
Right. And then or whatever is it, there's got to be something in Boston, maybe going into they do that whole like Winter Village in Boston in the city, right? So maybe we can do something there.
Sure.
And then we'll do our recap episode for the new year. So there is the rest of the year, and everybody right now is like, can we just enjoy the summer, please? So, but just to give you an
Yeah.
idea of what's coming. So that's what we have. So let's talk about what we did in July. We had a new old event.
New old. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So formerly known as Beers and Gears, we have pivoted with the branding of that event, and now it is called Innovation and Libations.
Yeah.
The point of this was because we thought that we were kind of siloed with the beers and gears. We would only go to breweries or whatnot. But then we had a realization that, distilleries are manufacturers as well. Wineries are manufacturers as well. And then we got breweries. So instead, we changed it to Innovation and Libations, and it covers all three of those avenues. For this innovation and libation, we were in Franklin, Mass, and we went to Hamilton Storage for they hosted us for the presentation and tour of what they do over there. And then for the libations aspect, we went to La Cantina in Franklin as well. And that was a winery, beautiful spot. Unfortunately, I couldn't stay longer, but seemed like a great event. And this is a great time for Massachusetts manufacturers to have the opportunity to learn more about other manufacturers in that area. So we had a lot of manufacturers come through from Franklin to learn more about Hamilton Storage, to learn more about La Cantina, and learn more about their community. It was fantastic. It's always a great event, always a great turnout. Kathy Mahoney was also there, our president, and she spoke a little bit at Hamilton Storage as well as La Cantina, I believe. But yeah, it was great.
What was awesome about as usual, we are able to do it because we have a wonderful sponsor, which is Bank of America. And Nancy and her team, they've been a huge support system to us. They're great people. They're a lot of fun. Crazy enough, so Gina on the Bank of America team, and I hope she doesn't mind that I'm repeating this story, but she and her husband works in the manufacturing realm, and they were the night before they were talking about things, and she's like, "Hey, I'm going to this event on Thursday. Was it Thursday night we did it?
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday night. I'm going to this event Thursday night." And her husband's like, "Well, I have an event Thursday night." Meanwhile, they have children. Right. So they're figuring out, as couples do with their children and who's going to be home to take care of them. And she's like, no, I'm the sponsor of this event." And he's like, "I have to go to this event Thursday night as well." And she's like, "It's a manufacturing event." And he's like, "Yes." And then come to realize they were going to the same event, which was our event. Yeah, the Innovation and Libation. So it's really kind of just shows how it's coming to be as big as we once thought it was. It's really becoming very centralized and much smaller. The one of the best compliments I think that we received was from Brandy with Electric Time Company, and her husband, it was the first time they had come to, they were at the Manufacturing Your Future event. It was the first time they attended the Beers and Innovation and Libations. And so what that when they came, she said, "We live right down the road, so we couldn't not come. Like, it just didn't make any sense." And they love to network, but she said, "This is such a great event. It's so nice to be able to come and hear from other manufacturers, knowing that you're all in this space together, even though they're wildly different, but the basic concepts and fundamentals are the same." And she just thought it was great to hear and see what they were doing at Hamilton Storage. And John Genereau, he's on our board and opened up the doors for us. The building is absolutely gorgeous.
Stunning.
What they've done with that place, it's amazing. So she just really thought, what a great space. And I think if that's one of the biggest things we can take away from it and have others see, that's really what the purpose of this was for. Bob Vizella, who he and his wife Anna, who own La Cantina, they also, he said the same thing where he said to me, "It's just great to know this many manufacturers in July would come to an event like this and be a part of it." Bob is also the operations manager at MGB, which is also located in Franklin, and it's a manufacturing company. So we have a history with MGB. We did a roundtable event with them with State Representative Jeffrey Roy. And so it's kind of a, again, centralized, small focus, but it was awesome. The manufacturers were just so thankful for the space, the time, the transparency, the authenticity of it. And I think that's what really hit home with all of them. So,
Yeah, it's a great casual networking event. It's great. No worries. Having a few drinks, having some great food, and then networking with your peers in Franklin. It was great.
So we definitely are plugging La Cantina. The wine is phenomenal. They also have two beers on top tap that are from Dorchester Brewery, I think is, I hope that's right. Dorchester Brewery, that they kind of Bob and his wife at La Cantina, Anna, they do the wine. It goes to Dorchester, and then Dorchester, they do bring two of their beers over to La Cantina. So they do have a selection, but they also had a frosé. Great summertime hit. And it was, so there were plenty of us that walked out of there with extra bags in tow, and brought wine home. So it was great, but beautiful place. They've only been open as a brick and mortar for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that building has only been running for 3 months. And I forget what he said it used to be, but it and what the front side of it, there are multiple garage doors. And what they'll do is they, as the weather transitions and it's not humid and it's decent, they actually will pull the garage doors up. And so, but yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful place. But they are a manufacturer. They're, we've now become an equal opportunity brewery. So brewery, winery, and distillery. So we love being in all of them. And that was our first one and top notch. Even Christy came in and was like, wow, like look what you guys have come, like where we've come with this innovation and libations from where we started. And so yeah, it was a great event.
It's grown a lot. You mentioned those garage doors. Yeah, a lot of places in Boston are doing those same garage doors. Once it's nice out, they just lift them open and you can just go walking in, you know? It's great. It's great. And the next one we're looking to do one in October, and I think we're doing Northeast as of right now, details to come. But should be another great event.
Head into the Northeast. So, as yeah, Kevin's right. As he gets those specifics narrowed down, he'll get that posted, and hopefully we'll see everybody in Manufacturing Month. Because it is
Right.
October is Manufacturing Month. Yep. Manufacturing Day is the first Friday in October, which is October 4th. And then, yeah, we'll see everybody in Manufacturing Month. So, yeah, great job with that, Kevin. It was a lot of fun. The food was fantastic. The company was great. So, well done. It was a great time. So, looking forward to October.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, our last event we did in the month is really more of a celebration and appreciation for our internal team. So obviously there's not a lot of people that externally are a part of it, but it is twice a year we bring our entire group together to kind of sit down with each other. The pressure's kind of lifted. It's really a time for us to develop camaraderie, get to know each other as new people are starting to come into the organization, the veterans that have been around for a while, and how we're bridging that gap. And
Right.
it was the next day, which, okay, not too bad. I was a little worried, but pulled it off. It was impressive. So, but it was a fun time. It was
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah. So this was our summer company outing, the very next day. So we had Innovations and Libations on the 18th, and then the summer outing was on the 19th. We went to Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, and let me tell you, if you're looking to go to have a fun afternoon at a facility with a ton of things to do, I mean, go check out Apex Entertainment. I mean, what we did, bowling and mini golf and a bit of arcade throughout the day, but I mean, they also have a trampoline park in there. They have laser tag. They have bumper cars, go-karts,
They have axe
fishing. What
throwing.
do you Oh, axe
He
throwing.
thinks I'm doing fishing right
Really?
now with the hand signals. And I'm like, no, this is axe throwing. This is axe because you're supposed to do it like this, or you can do it like this. I'm a professional, just in case you didn't know. I'm also very talented in axe throwing as well. But yeah, axe throwing. He's like, fishing? I'm like, no, that's this. That's this, and then this.
Reeling it out. Yeah, but I mean, it was a great facility. Everyone had a great time. We have to. I know Ron bowled the best score, so he's gonna get a little Mass MEP gift bag,
Yeah.
because he bowled like a 145 or something like that. I
Good
was
number.
struggling, huh?
Did you think it would be Ron? Like, if you were gonna look overall, like, who did you think was gonna score the highest score other than yourself? So remove yourself from this, because obviously you are a professional bowler on the
No,
weekend,
no, no. I
you know, with
bowled
your own
terribly.
shoes and your own ball. However, so if you were to look at that crew, who would you have picked? Would it have been Ron?
I don't know. I think Ron would have been one of the people that I was looking at for sure. I think a lot of these people are more low key and like, you know, that they're good at bowling right when they get there type of thing. I would have probably gone with Matt Healy. Potentially.
Yeah, I would have said Matt or Jeremy probably would have been my
Yeah.
top two.
I wasn't sure about Jeremy.
Yeah, the athletic people. You always think if they're athletes or not. So I don't really know much about Jeremy, but I'm assuming he was an athlete at some point. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't, but
He's got to have an athletic bone in that body, I'm sure.
he's a pretty fit guy, so I would have assumed that. But yeah, I was surprised by Ron. But
Yeah.
I have to wonder, is that because it's an engineer's brain?
I wonder.
Yeah, like he's got it centered, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like knows how to, like all the physics just broken down and he just bowls a 140 something.
Without a warm-up, first game, you
Where?
know? How
Yeah.
about that?
If we would have played that second game, I think it would have started to get a little bit more heated.
It would have.
Yeah. Charlie was just starting to turn it on,
Yeah,
you
Jesse was
know.
looking good.
Jesse was starting to pick it up. Yep. Christy and Sarah. Did you see their score?
I didn't see their score.
Yeah, they were pushing 100.
Yeah,
Yes.
very nice.
Yes. Yeah.
If we played that second game, I was coming for heads if we were playing the second game. My
Yeah,
first
Kevin and I
game.
would have been rolling, like it would have
Yeah.
been gotten heated in the second game. We had to keep
Yeah.
balance because we had Lisa Odin and Charlie DeRosa
Yeah.
on the team, so we were supporting the troops. Poor Charlie was like, I'm just not an athletic person. It's just not my thing. But then he made some adjustments as he does on a daily basis. And next thing you know, he's bowling like, you know, so he got a spare, I think, maybe at the end. Like it was pretty impressive. He went from no pins to like eight.
Yeah, that just goes to show you the resilience and the determination of our staff. And you put them in a manufacturing setting and you have them walk around your facility. That same determination and intensifying attitude is coming out for sure. But yeah, it was great. Played a little bit of mini golf after that. Mini golf was a lot more competitive on my team that we were on.
Yeah, because you actually added way too many rules for mini golf.
Jesse was playing by the rules. Jesse knew all the rules,
I'm
you
glad
know?
I wasn't on Jesse's team because I just, it's mini golf. Like, it's not the Olympics. You know what I mean? I still won in my group, and that's all that mattered. I won in bowling and I won in the mini golf in my group.
How about that?
Yeah, that's all that matters. I think if I would have been on Jesse's team, I probably would have hit his ball a couple times out of bounds on purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Apparently, I mean, for regular golf, it's the furthest from the pin that
Yes,
goes.
correct. Yes.
But apparently in mini golf, it's the complete opposite.
Closest.
It's
It's
the
the
closest to
closest.
the pin.
Correct.
That's thrown me for a loop, you
I
know?
did know that rule. That rule I knew. I didn't know the golf head length off of the bumper. Didn't know that. Robin taught me that one. You want to know who I think is was really, really good though, was Gary Tavares. Like he was behind me. And like you want to talk about, I bet you he probably had a one or a two in every hole. I got one hole in one.
Yeah, you got a. I think you got the first one of the day.
I did.
I think you got the first one of the day because there, Jeremy got one later on, but I think you had the first one.
All right. Well, Ryan was telling me what to do. I listened to Ryan. He's a great golf coach. I would recommend him to anyone. I'll try and get him a new position somewhere as a, as our our golf coach at Mass MEP. Yeah, he's great. He's really good. So it was good, but it was a fun time. It was great. And yeah, so those are the things we kind of do behind the scenes that it allows us to really build up on our team and what we do. And the arcade was great. I had a blast in the arcade. I had a good time in the arcade. I did get like I love the Robin and I always are very competitive with each other, and we weren't on the same bowling team, and we weren't on the same golf. Mini golf group. So in the arcade, she was pulling me to things so we could compete. Yeah.
Of
We tried
course.
to do DDR, Dance Dance Revolution. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too old. Can't, the brain and the body do not connect. I can't even put my feet. Kristen Benenda was like, your feet aren't even hitting the pads. Like your feet are too small. You're not hitting the center of the block. I'm like,
It's a
this
tough
is
game.
stupid.
That's a
Yes.
tough game. It's very, very difficult. And then,
Kudos to those of you that love it and do it really well, because
right?
holy cow.
I got no foot-eye coordination. It's all my hands. It's all my hands.
I thought I was great, you know, like being an athlete. Oh my God, that's a whole new level.
Whole new
Whole
level,
new
yeah.
level. Yeah.
But
Sarah, I'm gonna go.
Christy took all of our cards at the end of it. I wonder what she got from the.
Well, I think she gave them to the kids, the real audience that would be in the arcade, which is the children that were there, because it's obviously an open venue, anybody can go. But
Sure.
that's, I think she gave them to the kids. There were different kids
Absolutely.
there. I was like, here you go. Because she was like, do you have tickets on this, don't you? And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. Like, that's another thing. Like, I miss the whole experience of the tickets just
I
rolling out of the
know.
machine.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, that satisfaction of just seeing that huge long line of tickets. I get it. Automation, AI, right? Getting slimming things down, becoming more lean, understood. But so I have no idea how many tickets I had. I still am pretty sure, even with all of our things collected, one person may have been able to buy a packet or get a packet of Pop Rocks
Yeah.
for
That's all you
150
need.
tickets.
And
Yeah.
that's all you need.
Yeah. So
Yeah, I
it
do
was
miss
great.
the tickets. I do miss the tickets.
Yeah, it was great. Well, great job. So that's kind of it for July. August, we have an event coming up in August. We have a lunch and learn, which we haven't done in quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we have a lunch and learn that is going to be held on August 27th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is Get Growing with Additive 3D Print Preview. This will be a 2-hour session. There will be an expert panel discussion. There will be educational programs, and there'll be a 3D print preview. So it's a nice way for people to learn about what this 3D print preview program is that we're bringing out. And it's a way for you to kind of get your hands on, take it in a digestible bite, and not make a big investment if it's something that you're interested in doing. So it's actually more of like an adoption program that we're trying to get out there. But it's a 10 to 12, lunch will be included. So we would love for you to join us from 10 to 11:30 will really be the content. And then from 11:30 to 12 will be kind of just networking, Q&A, eat your lunch, relax, and enjoy those 2 hours. So again, that's August 27th at the end of the month. Same day, we, as of right now, tentatively scheduled is we're going to partner with WIM, which is the Women in Manufacturing. And that afternoon from 3 to 5, we will be doing a networking event for women in manufacturing, and that is actually done by WIM, and we are just a partner with them in pulling it together. But that will be that afternoon from 3 to 5. But check our website just in case something changes or there's updates to it, but that's where it's currently scheduled. So, well, there we go. That's July. Already moving into the fall.
Yeah, it's a jam-packed day in August.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have any inclination of wanting to learn more about additive and 3D printing, and you want to know how your business can seize these opportunities, come through. We have some subject matter experts that can totally let you know where you can implement 3D printing and additive into your facility. It'll be great.
Yeah. It will
I'm
be
excited
good.
for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's July in a nutshell. We'll be back in August with our 100th episode, jam-packed. And I think that's, and then we'll go on from there. So thanks everyone for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.